girl who passes me, I shout, hey, maybe.
Goodbye.
My love and baby.
Bye. That's my April Fools. Did you like it? No. Yes. Yes. No. Who cares? Really? Do you care? April Fools. April Fools. For April Fools. Hey. I could do that. I could do that. Yeah, yeah. Can you do that? No, I could do that. Okay. So, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. That was really funny thing. I just thought about that. I was going through some videos and articles. I say, and this is the old one. So they want to keep us. They would say that during the 90s, like, keep us busy. Young people busy with video games and stuff. So they can just plunder everything on Earth. And introduce the young people with the idea of being the other. It said a document, not documentary, I mean, document in a documentary. Like, and I saw it, I was like, oh, and these are like inside people, right? They want dystopian life. Kids want that. They want that. Keep in the video games. No, it's coming true. Also, I know there are people stuck in there. Like yesterday, we're just like, no, I want to see. I want to try to do this. I have Cyberpunk 2077. I just want to get to that one point when you, the story where it's still a chip put inside the main character, your character, put inside, and you get swapped. You got double identity thing. That's the critical part. And we'll get to that point and stop. So it's like, I have to restart fresh. New character. Everything. It took me a whole day. Not a whole day, but like, man, like 12 hours just went by. Like, holy cow. They made it to that point. Now to the point. 27-7. Like, if you're not a programmer, you haven't been in the metaverse, haven't been to any virtual reality world, it's convincing. But other than the driving sucks in that game. So, but the shooting, all that stuff, okay. It did stop at I think the previous game, when I started normal, so now I'm starting hard, so everything's like tougher. Took me forever, right? And this is just one person, one person player. That's it. This is the game. You play you against the computer. And there's so many things in there. Just thought about it. It's like, okay, you can you can fast travel from one place to another. I'm like, okay. How is that done? Then I'm just thinking, maybe the whole thing, the whole idea of that whole city is to jack somebody in. And you can do all sorts of stuff. And this, like, this is basically, this game is the template. Like, oh no, they're not doing that. No way. Well, that sucks. I'm not saying the game developer will have fault or not have fault. They just want to make cool games. It's probably dreaming about it. But it was okay, right? You know, I mean, for me, from my point of view, is, you know, I worked my butt off since I was, you know, I don't know, 10? Not really 10, more like 11, 12, paper route, high school and pizzeria, then to college and a supermarket, then working at a photo lab and computer lab in college. Came out of college, went directly to newsprint. The first one is New York Post. The second one is Daily News. With post production. So. Then went into fashion. Then just did a whole bunch of stuff in between and being the bands and all that stuff. And, you know, work your butt off. I work my butt off. So when I play this game, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I know what the reality is. But now, the young kids, they never worked. They've been anywhere. And these games, if one day they say, you play this game, you do get the loot, and some of the loot will be a Satoshi. That's Bitcoin. A Satoshi is a fractional of a Bitcoin. You get Satoshis. And you can trade them. We get an NFT. You can trade them. You'll be inside this thing. You make money from doing these things. Kids be like, yeah. They do that. And then, you know, they live. They forget about outside. What's like to walk? What's like to ride a bike? What's like surfing? Hang ten? Right? What's like skateboarding, wipe out and get scratched, and or like you do stupid rail slides and, you know, get it between your legs. Like, oops, slip. Oh, I'm like, oh, the pain. Didn't experience that, but they say, well, I experienced the cyber world. I don't feel any pain, but I get paid for it. They're doing that now. So I'm thinking just, you know, maybe she just shut the, like, for people who work for real, who do real stuff, who have done real stuff, go through the whole thing. Then they play the game, it's like, okay, we know that. What's about, but for the others, terrible. And of course, was it yesterday or the day before on podcast, I said they're disabled people or people just cannot do socializing and they play these games, meet people, say, okay, that's fine, or like you're old, so old, you can't really move that much. Your friends, you find friends in common. In some metaverse thing. Not the metaverse, but in another metaverse. In any metaverse. Okay. But if you're young and you're still so vibrant, and you're still, you can't do stuff, all you do is just do this. Just play this game. Play these games all day. Forget about work. Forget about everything. They got you. Whoops. This is not April Fool's. They got you. You're toast. So how are we going to solve that? I think internet is going to be limited. I know it's a crazy stuff. What they do in China, CCP, to limit kids playing games. Maybe you should. We should. Maybe you should. Video games only for people who actually go out and work. The original curriculum should go back to where it is in schools, where it's not computers. Right? No more teaching of this craziness or critical race or any other things. Teach like normal. Engage, right? In sports. Well, it doesn't have to be big sport, but just participate. Some kind of sport. You can't run. You can walk around the school. Walk around it. Do that. You know, have a healthy lunch. All that stuff. No sloppy joes. Lunch ladies. Just do that. Go back to where it was. It would be fun. It would be okay. Then say, don't worry, internet. No internet in the school. Basically, take everything off. Everything will be wired again with the Ethernet. Not saying that kids will figure out a way to plug it in, but no. No phones or nothing. No digital device. Going back to paper and pen. Or digital paper. That's not Wi-Fi. Doesn't have any connections. Just it's a tablet, and you just write stuff and it saves it onto a SD card or something. And you take it home. With the pad stays in the house, in the school. Can we go back to that? Can we go to that direction? Maybe. I think so. It could be done. You know, limit amount of time kids will spend on computers until they start going to college or get out, actually start working. It's like, okay, you have a little bit. And shut it off. Basically, the first. The indoctrination years, which is, I think, first grade, well, kindergarten. Kindergarten all the way to maybe freshman, sophomore of college, or even just end of high school. Then just after that, whatever. You know, I think that's the only way I can think of to go forward, unless you really change the curriculum to the point that your teacher and parents are teaching kids, hey, look, you only got 2 hours of this. That's it. gotta be a little more strict. So, who knows? Maybe it'll work, maybe it will not. But who knows? So, TSMC is boosting 5-nanometer production. Are they going to worry about? Are they going to worry about invasions or no? Like, well, at least they're making chips. Then you can make other chips, so for cars. It seems like EV, there's something weird about EVs. So. Oh yeah, so NVIDIA, AMD, Intel have sanctioned off from China. CCP, maybe, I don't know. Well, whatever it is. So now China has their own graphics card. More threats. So that's, they're catching up now. Slowly, they're learning. So that means their EV is going to be okay. They can just make chips, graphics chips. I don't know what's happening. I don't know. It's the crazy one side of the leadership. I'm not talking about governments. I'm talking about the way out there. The one side and the other side clashing. I know, like, one side wanting, like, help humanity move forward. The other side just like, let's just get rid of them. Less of them, the better. Useless leaders. Useless. Your skill set is nothing. Really? It's my skill sets. I can cook. Well, I can farm, probably. Not that hard. Well, I can farm, do a little greenhouse stuff. I can fish. I don't eat fish, but I can fish. I don't know. Because no idea why. Every time something new, immediately I get something. Just luck, I guess. Right? I can poker and stuff. I can make 3Ds. If I can do 3D, that means I can work on I can figure out the CNC machines. Not that hard. The construction, I can probably fix this out. My house. Right now, nobody want me to do it. They're scared. Like, man, I know. I used to build houses with my friends. Hammers. We used to use the plug-in ones. They were fun. Then we had the one with the this bullet. It's for like concrete. You know, they had a tap on it. It has gunpowder. Has a 9mm shell in the end. And it, the other end you attach it is a piece of nail. It's on the spike. That was fun. And installing Windows. I actually love that because, like, when you finish the windows, you're like, oh, look at the view. It's beautiful. So I did all that. Then I tried everything. It's like, because I thought, even though back then I was in the video games already, I was doing the simulation, light simulators. Even back then, I'm just like, most of the time, I'm like, what is that? I want to learn how to do that. You know? It was fun to me. But I don't know. So I don't think I'm useless either. You know, I'm pretty good at analytics. So, hey. Can write analyses. Want me to? Am I useless? But they just say anybody's useless. Not at their level. And their level is not that great either. They're clever people, but they're not smart people. Not really that smart. They were smart to Ponzi scheme, all of us, for 100 years. But now we're catching up and they're freaking out. And they just keep repeating the same step over and over again. Just, oh God, you don't have anything better to say. I saw a video this morning with the Sleepy Joe. It's like, do we have to do the shot live? Wow. That's messed up. And we all know he has Alzheimer's. He's not. Eh. So Clinton's been Hillary. Hillary's been pushed out. Take a look. It's like, you go first. So there's a whole bunch of stuff coming out. Even the Disney stuff. Disney. The rest that happened. The pedophile ring, human trafficking ring. It's like, wow. Oh, here it is. A video Biden bumbles around fake White House set amid. Not sure why he gets another shot live. Why am I getting one again? Crazy. British MP scale of COVID testing damage is all bad. Well, like I said yesterday, it's a autoimmune disease. If you got the you got the lucky one, you jabbed with the lucky one that has that mRNA stuff in there, all sorts of weird stuff in there. Yeah, it's autoimmune disease. What is that called? Eight. It's treatable, I think. I think so. Let me see. Autoimmune. What does it say? What's it stand for? Autoimmune disease syndrome. But the first thing is weird. It's from people say, oh, it's from sex. Oh, it's from that kind of sex. Right? That's hard for it. First time, I was like, oh, some gay guy in San Francisco. First person, like, oh, wow. Human immune deficiency, virus infection. Okay, AIDS is acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Okay, that's what it is. But the one we have total immune is basically the same stuff. Immune deficiency. So it's sort of like that. Pretty similar, except you got this little thing. It's activated by Wi-Fi. That's what I heard. I don't know anybody who listened to this, what you heard. I heard it was activated. It's like, really? Wow, that's messed up. Hey, they want us gone. They're doing it. Because. Yeah. We don't want you on Earth. Wait, hold up. Let me. My wires are like all over the place. Okay. It's not. But no, once we, all of us, some of us might pass away in a few years, but those of us survive and move on to the next, it would be different. It would be something else. Totally. But I guess, I'm sure there are one or two still be there, but majority of people will be we the people. I'd be happy. We'll be a little tough in the beginning. We'll have to start from scratch again, which is not bad. Manual labor stuff. Like the, instead of just farmer using machines, okay, everybody in town would like to volunteer for 1 hour of harvesting. Please sign up. It'll be something like that, maybe. For a little while, then we'll go back to machines. Or maybe not. Who knows? Maybe they have enough freeze-dried food to feed everybody. Amazon removing workers from downtown office. Wow. Great. So all this stuff's coming down. All the behind the scenes stuff's coming down. And they're the one who created the internet and trying to suck us in and wind up revealing the truth at the same time. Like, wow. Whoops. And like I said, everything's recorded. Never delete. Ever delete. Somebody has a copy of something, somewhere. Always. What they're going to do with it, I don't know. Up to them. Doesn't matter. You can just say, hey, you got the stuff out of context. It's not true. They'd be like, then you do a defamation lawsuit. We're like, oops, we dropped it. Okay, we dropped it. It's like, Or they'd be like, sue me, damn it. Sue. Okay, Sue. Star Trek. Not Star Watch. Star Trek. Resurgence. Oh my god, they got another Star Trek game. Xbox. Only in PC too, Epic Games. There's already Star Trek Online. I haven't played that. I did that one a little while. Because I met some people. And there. And like, have conversations. That was kind of fun. Didn't do any missions. Didn't do many missions. Just saying, Dia, just, well, this is boring. Repeat, repeat, repeat. That's what I feel about Cyberpunk 2077. It's repeating. It just been it's cool. We, you know, just a couple rounds and just boring. Rather fooling around with the coding or something. Or read something. Okay, opulence. Now, Lego has a Ducati. Oh my god, look out. Lego? Lego bike? Ducati Corsair. Whoa. It's pretty big. Nice. Does it work? Does it have engine? No, no motors. Okay. That's cool. Nice. That's opulence. And hey, you can play games with it. We can create Legos. No, you can learn a lot from Legos, from putting things together. You can learn, like, oh, I can do this, I can do that. Then you can see, you know, I can put this thing with that thing and get something else. So I think it's more scientific. It does change the way you think. It's like when I build 3D, make 3D stuff, even though it's a computer program, I'm making some 3D object that I bring to the virtual world I go to. I bring it live and do certain things. So it's like, okay, it's kind of cool. I like that. You get to learn how to build stuff. Well, what's logical, what isn't, you know. It's an architect thing. Engineering art, an architect thing. It just can't do it for real because it'll be so really expensive to do that. I could make it out of wood, but then I need a space. Need a workshop for that. I don't have a workshop. So the cheapest way was doing 3D. You get to learn a lot, but you know, that part of my virtual world, I'm like, I can see it. This is cool, but the other part when people just stuck in there and they just buy stuff and they pretend to be, you know, pretend to be like one of the Kardashians with the big butts and walking around with this crazy stuff, blings. So the Second Life, those things cost a lot of memory because they're flashing. And there are a lot of people say, de-script it. Take the script out. Just stop worrying about that stuff. It's nuts. Oh, yeah. And it's been like, a week. I haven't been there. Like, well, my stuff's done. Finished project I want to do. Like, I'm done with that. I don't need to go. I don't need to do that. I can do something else. Oh, this is interesting. Teasing. I haven't, like, linked to teasing, but interesting architect. This is by Beach. don't like beach headquarters. Where's the beach? Where's the beach? Okay, so build. Oh, where's the beach? What do you mean? Beach headquarters. Where's the beach? I don't see no beach. All I see is sand. Hot, hot sand. Beach. Where's the, what? That's nice. Nice design. They can do it. They got the money to do it. They can bring in water and pump it somehow. I don't know. But it's a good thing, I guess. I don't know, for design. To figure out what we're gonna do, because this will work with the this round type of building. I had an idea of that, similar, something on the ground, which to the point that when a hurricane and that stuff, we just blow over like a nard, the wing on the airplane, just send it over. More like the F1, the rear wings of F1 to get the downforce on the rear tires. Similar idea. Just blow over, then the house will be fine. That's a long time ago, though. Thought about that. You like dig the dirt. With the sand, wherever you beach, if you're in beach from, take the sand down a little more. Make the concrete bottom level, you know, whatever. Then you put that building. So the wind comes from the beach, it would just fly over up the dome. You have the same similar windows front. Straight up, not that big though. Building won't be that big. It'll be a little small. A little bit smaller. Oh boy. Really not sure what this thing is for. The building is part of a solar array like Tesla. They could close the whole roof to make it into a Tesla tiles. They wanted to. Tesla battery pack, which studios said meets the building energy demand throughout each day. It's called the beach headquarters. It's Bia headquarters. I thought it says beach. Bia. Hey, you know, we can make this mistake. The visual thing. Bia headquarters. Okay, cool. Whatever. Looks nice. But they can use that for Mars. Moon. Mars, you get the super tornadoes. This will. This would probably help a lot. But you gotta bury it. The entrance has to be tiny in a shape too. Maybe they should build that. We're listening to Willie Nelson. It seems appropriate for the day. Because, lately it's been boring in studio too. Because I don't know what to say. Really don't know. Let me see. Cryptos are okay today. Looks like a jump. BTC went down a little bit, but everything else went up. So, look here. Shiba went down. Wonder why. Interesting. And everything else is zero hedge. You're like, hey, Ukraine, yeah, Russia. GOP trolls. Great. Mr. Fauci, saying we'll prepare for possible more COVID-19 restrictions. I don't think so. You're getting busted. Fertilizers out of control. Fertilizers out of control. Use for ditch corn for soy. Oh, great. Soy fertilizers. Now Alex Jones is soy boy. I guess all of us will be soy boys soon. Because what meat will be eaten up by the cows, the pigs, the chicken. I guess what? We'll be eating soy. Oh no! We need testosterone. What do you do? No, we do. Drink beer. Drink beer. Drink whiskey. And be that mean old guy down the street. Oh, you guys do suck. Do that all day. You give the testosterone back fast. Complain enough, yeah. Well, actually, no. You just go do some manly stuff. Maybe get back. I don't know. There's certain diets you can eat also. I don't think the soy is going to make that much difference. Maybe a tiny bit. So you just eat more beef. Meat, more meat. Leave a vegan? I don't know what to do. Eat peanuts. You can't have peanuts? I don't know what to do. But don't do the impossible stuff. I don't know what's in there. They're putting something else in there. So, I mean, so the past couple of days, I didn't feel the pain thing in my legs. And not feeling normal. So I'm thinking it's between the vitamin C that I'm taking. Between that, vitamin B, vitamin C, and the neck combination. I'm actually sweating again when I sleep, which is good. That's what it's supposed to be. Instead of being cold, like hands were like really cold, freezing. I don't know what it was. Can't figure it out. But now, like, yeah, back to normal. Well, maybe some of the stuff got out. I can still feel a little bit tiny here. One piece, two pieces. So it's being flushed out, wherever it is, slowly. Food prices getting alarming heights. Middle East breaking point. Ukraine, Russia breaking point. America, US dollar breaking point. Everything's at breaking point. They're going towards a reset. Let's go into that. England lockdown. Shanghai lockdown. Invasions. And the best one is ATF approving suppressors. Oh, great. Everybody with a handgun can have one of these. They approve ATF approved silencer. This is crazy. Oh, you have to get approval. 90 days. Some customer have been approved much sooner. What a deal. I don't know. Crazy. Shotgun, man. The best. Hey, get off my lawn. Get off. Stop tipping my cows. Tipping my cows. I have stories like that. I just stay with the car, like get it ready. And my friend goes to tell, like, you guys gonna get it. Watch. Hey, you kids, what are you doing? They run, they trip over, and they like, you know, trip over crap, cow dump. It's the funniest thing, also the scariest thing. Because, man, those farmers can run. Like, dude, come on, let's go. So Deutsche Bank's exec fired for expensing strip club trip, lost millions in deferred compensation. They had tried to expense roughly $1,000 receipt for a trip. You lose out $6 million different compensation. Wow. Sapphire, New York, Upper East Side. Do I know that place? No. Whoops. Banking sex. Picture. See. Let's just look on Zero Edge stuff. Yeah, it's pretty boring. You can just look at it yourself. The Deutsche Bank thing is like, he's gonna find more stuff coming out. They're doing some nefarious stuff. Like, oh, wait, that is a human trafficker. Disney people, human trafficking kids. Like, oh my god. They're trying to teach kids, young kids, about, you know. You can be a girl, or you can be a boy, or you can be anything. Like, that's not cool. They don't have any idea. Shouldn't teach kids anything. And the Californians, seriously. A lot of Californians, they think like that, but no, they're not. They're anything. The Hollywood, yeah. Hollywood would do. Say, yeah, that's fine. We're fine with that. not. Well, anyway, I think this is it for today. I'm gonna, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm not doing Cyberpunk. No way. I'm gonna uninstall it. And that's it. I'm not even gonna participate in the photo thing. No. Thanks. Got other things better to do. So, have a wonderful April Fool's Day. Fool's Day. Fool's Day. Yeah, have a wonderful 1st of April 2022 on Friday. And have a wonderful weekend. You know, keep an eye out on things. If you can engage in helping, not helping for the better things, helping like to change it for the betterment of the future, try it if you can. Yeah, and that's it. Just chill out. Make sure you have enough food. Learn a skill. Get a skill set. Learn a skill set. Now you know it's useful when everything gets shut down. And that's it. Have a great day. I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.